USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans have stormed a secure hearing room being used by the committees involved in the Trump impeachment inquiry. About 24 House GOP members pushed their way into the secure room where a Pentagon official was giving a deposition behind closed doors. Democrats say that compromised security and that some of the Republicans brought cell phones, which is against the rules. Republicans have been blasting Democrats for conducting the probe in private.
By golly, if they're going to do it in public. Don't hide it from the American people.
But Democrats deny the Republicans are being treated unfairly, saying all lawmakers who sit on the committees conducting the probe have full access to the meetings and equal time to ask questions. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 46 points, the S&P up 8. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The California utility company Pacific Gas and Electric began cutting electricity to some 179,000 accounts to prepare for dry, windy conditions that could spark wildfires in the state. The power outages will affect customers in 17 counties, primarily near Sacramento and San Francisco. The announcement comes as forecasters predict hot, dry, and windy weather conditions in the region. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection blamed electrical transmission lines owned by PG&E for the Camp Fire in 2018. The blaze was the most destructive and deadliest in California's history, killing 85 people. PG&E carried out blackouts earlier this month to millions of customers in response to unfavorable weather conditions. CEO Bill Johnson warned last week that the state could see regular outages over the next decade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Reactions are coming in to the president's announcement that the sanctions against Turkey are being lifted. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
On this issue, Republican Senator Rand Paul says the president has it right.
I think it's an extraordinary breakthrough. The president is to be complimented. What a great statesman-like speech. It is amazing that by allowing this to occur, we actually have a realignment in Turkey, in Syria, that may actually lead to peace for the first time in 8 years. This is exactly why we must defeat the McConnell resolution. The McConnell resolution says that we would disallow President Trump from meeting with Erdogan. I think we need to see the world as it is, and I think it's important that the president meet with Erdogan. His conversations so far, I think, are leading towards peace.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Some celebrities are asking people to sleep outside. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's called the World's Big Sleep Out Night, and it's set for December 7th. Among the celebrities championing it are Will Smith and Helen Mirren, teaming up for an idea of having people sleep under the stars to draw attention to the increasing homeless problem, not just in America, but all across the world. There are events planned in 50 big cities, including Los Angeles, Chicago, Mumbai, London, and Hong Kong.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.